In this part of the course, we're just going through a bunch of different practical algorithms, and there is a large class of problems which effectively involve numerical integration. So we've currently studied, if you like, numerical differentiation. That's what solving ordinary differential equations is. If you, there is this field called applied mathematics, which I always like. I don't know whether I say I like to tease them, but it actually focuses it focuses on a set of very important numerical algorithms, but if for some reason that field has always done very little in the area of integration, even though if you actually look at supercomputer time, a large part of supercomputer resources are spent on Monte Carlo integration, which is an integration formula, not a differentiation formula. So it is not true that integration is unimportant. It's possibly of comparable importance, although there are huge classes of fields like computational fluid dynamics which would not use numerical integration typically. They would usually formulate the problem as a differential equation. Although I should say the classic probably most physics problems are done by Monte Carlo. So we're going to start off discussing some general remarks about numerical integration. We will then do some comments on parallel computing, and we'll also do Monte Carlo integration. There's another module we'll also do on random numbers, which is quite interesting general mathematics and parallel computing issues. So essentially, all formulae for numerical integration have the following general structure. So we'll write out these formulae initially in one dimension, although the most interesting examples are in a lot of dimensions, millions of dimensions. That's a classic physics problems correspond to integrating over all degrees of freedom of a problem, which is enormous. It's equal to effectively the number of grid points. You're integrating over all possibilities of a problem. Another area of interest, possibly to some of you, where of course Monte Carlo is very important, is financial modeling. Economic modeling is largely done through Monte Carlo methods because it involves integrating over all possible futures. You want to decide where to invest your large check you get every now and then that you have to do by summing over all possible futures and then deciding what the most likely winning strategy is. So most modern sophisticated financial modeling uses Monte Carlo. But anyway.